Welcome to the broadcast of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. Apostle Anthony J. Patterson is the Bishop and General Overseer. This is the church that is called by the name of God, the church that walks in God's perfect law, and we follow the faith that was delivered to saints. Write to Bishop Patterson at Post Office Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023 in the United States of America. Visit us online at theapostolicfaith.org or dial area code 610-583-2400. We invite you to contact us for information or questions you may have concerning salvation and the apostolic faith. Let us know how the broadcast reception is in your area. Email us at info@theapostolicfaith.org.
Calendar of events for the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. The 65th National Women's Conference, March 25th through April 1st, 2018, at 1534 North Davis Street, Jacksonville, Florida, 32209. The 64th National Men's Conference, May 24th through the 27th, 2018, at 1534 North Davis Street, Jacksonville, Florida, 32209. The 69th National Youth Conference, July 8th through the 15th, 2018, at 3700 Carl Street, Dallas, Texas, 75210. The 83rd National Convention, August 23rd through September 3rd, 2018. The location will be announced. The schedule is subject to change as led by the Spirit and the direction of Apostle Patterson.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
My name is Kellen Bell, and I am a part of the body at the church situated in Maryland. I stand with the brethren of my generation to declare the works of our bishop and apostle of Jesus Christ, my uncle, Bishop Patterson. We all ought to give the most earnest heed to the things we have heard and seen of him, and should not let anything slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by Bishop Patterson, who heard him. He bears witness with both signs and wonders, and with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to the will of God. To this end was he born, to this end came he into the world. Be along with my brothers, confirm that we have been sanctified, Brother Xavier Bell.
Hebrews 10:14. For by one he hath perfected forever that are sanctified, to make holy, to set apart as sacred, consecrate, to purify free from sin, to impart religious sanction, to render legitimate or binding, to entitle to reverence or respect, to make productive or conducive or to spiritual blessing. Brother Bell.
Justified. Brother Madison Green.
Romans 8:30. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. To show to be just or right, to declare innocent or guiltless, absolve or acquit, to show a satisfactory reason or excuse for something done. Brother Kellen Bell.
Pardon. Brother Jeremiah Cunningham.
Samuel 15:25. Now therefore, I pray thee, pardon my sin, and turn again with me, that I may worship the Lord. A release from the penalty of an offense, a remission of a penalty as by a governor, the document by which remission is declared, forgiveness of a serious offense or offender. Brother Bell.
Redeemed. Brother Philip Green.
Psalms 107, second verse. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, who he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy.
Thank God.
To buy or pay off, clear by payment. To buy back, to recover by payment or other satisfaction. To exchange.
Thanks.
Brother Bell.
Confirmed. 1 Corinthians 6:8. even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that ye come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm you unto the end, that ye may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Confirmed, made certain as to truth, accuracy, vitality, availability, etc. Settled, ratified, firmly established in a habit or condition. Inverted, given additional determination, made resolute.
Thank God.
Thank
you.
1 Corinthians, 1st chapter. Paul, called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God, and Sosthenes, our brother, unto the church of God, which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all that in every place call upon the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, both theirs and ours. Grace be unto you, and peace from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which is given to you by Jesus Christ, that in everything ye are enriched by him, in all utterance and in all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that ye come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm you unto the end, that ye may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called unto the fellowship of his Son Jesus Christ our Lord. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the time of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. For it hath been declared unto me of you, my brethren, by them which are of the house of Chloe, that there are contentions among you. Now I say that every one of you saith, I am Paul, and I have the apostles, and I have Cephas, and I have Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were ye baptized in the name of Paul? I thank God that I baptized none of you, but Crispus and Gaius, lest any should say that I had baptized in mine own name, and I baptized also the household of Stephanas. Besides, I know not whether I baptized any other. For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words. Let the cross Christ should be made of none effect. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved it is the power of God.
Amen.
For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and I will bring nothing to the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world?
Amen.
For after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men.
Amen.
For ye see that you're calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble, are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world, and things which are despised, hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption. That according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord.
Amen.
I have finished reading 1 Corinthians, the first chapter.
Man.
You see how the church has brought an amen,
amen.
To the word of God.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
I thank my young brothers. That was the work of Brother Kellen Bell getting them together. I gave him a skeleton, and that's what he did. And now they gave you the words. I'll preach it. For I have been redeemed. I have been pardoned. I have been sanctified, and it's been confirmed to us by the word of God that we are the people of God. And I want to confirm with you that God is real. He's real in my soul. And a lot of people want to know whether or not the way of this church is true. I must say, yes, it is. Because it's real to me. And I remember when a soul was lost and that soul prayed. I'm going to confirm. I came from good stock. People didn't believe him, but I thank God that he preached the gospel to my soul. And because of his gospel, I'm still standing. Confirmed in God that I'm sealed to the day of redemption. I was with him when a soul prayed. He was already talking to me. He said how this office carries the penalty of when prayers are going up by saints. He said it's like a water faucet that I can't turn off. I want to confirm that God is real and that he has an angel in the land that can send our issues up and get God's attention, because sometimes we are praying and we're wondering, do you hear us, Lord? Do you hear us, Lord? But he sung a song, as the prayers go up, the blessings of the Lord come down. God let us know he heard us. And the man of God stopped what he was doing. He said, you know, your sister want to come back to the church. I said, my sister want to do what? He started praying with my sister's request because she was in distress. I want to tell you what the young men just gave you. Somebody paid for all of her faults. Somebody hung on a cross and then set somebody in the gap to say, put a hedge back around her. His words. She's coming back to somebody's with me. She coming back to Christ. He put a let me tell you, when he put that hedge, it's been there since that moment until now. He said the Lord's going to forgive her. The Lord did. The price that was paid was his life. But he heard a cry. And God had heard it because she had God's ear. But there was something, a mediator between her and Christ, the man that he had, that had Christ in him, that could say, let's forgive. And the host of heaven joined. And let me tell you, her generation might be gone, but a remnant, God said, I'll save. And he picked the soul that he would reward. And I thank him today that that soul has traveled on to the present hour, saying, I've been redeemed by the Lord God Almighty because I prayed and I asked him. She's not alone. I want to join her. And tell you, I cried out to the Lord, and he heard me. and he found me laden, laden and wrapped in sin. I was a chief sinner. But let me tell you, his blood, his blood was good enough for me that it rained down on my soul and I found the forgiveness of sin. So my judgment, my thoughts are like hers. I'm going to continue now until the end. I promise the Lord. I promise the Lord. I made a promise to the Lord that I was going to go to the end. And I thank him that he has let me keep that promise to this very hour. So when these young men are coming along and understanding what God has done for them, and they can go to the scriptures, and the young brothers can go into the old book or the new book and find, oh God, pardon my sins. Let me walk with you. Let me talk with you. Forgive me for all I've done. He will. Did you bring a spirit today that can praise God as John said, I saw them, giving all glory and honor and praise to the Lamb that took away all their sins? Did you bring a spirit to praise him for that? Did you bring a soul that is burning to say, I thank God that it looked down the telescope of time and left fragments for my soul to hear the gospel preached in its fullness? And a soul that's willing to run the race with patience with God, because the time we know is getting closer and closer. Are you willing to have a soul in this army that's ready to praise God and get a housing fit for eternity? I woke this morning with a mind stayed on Jesus. And when God told me what he's going to send to me, he told me what he's going to send her singing. And I know God is real. And when I was getting dressed on the church's radio station, she was singing out. He said, that's what she going to sing when she stood. Ha. I'll tell you, little Gerald. The Holy Ghost told me what she was going to sing. Her voice started ringing out. When I get to glory, I'm going to see the light. The light that has been keeping me. It's been the Lord that's been. We can't keep ourselves. But when you come and have decided that I'm going to follow Christ, believers of Christ, and every mess up, Christ has a way to fix it. Did you bring a spirit ready to praise him for his plan of salvation to fix your issue? You might not even understand the depth of what you've done against him. But when you consider, say, the gospel God preached and made me to understand how I almost crucified him afresh, but he had mercy on my soul, and he gave me crumbs to eat, but I accepted it until I could come to myself and say, Lord, I thank you for what you gave me to eat, because it was enough to sustain me till I got to the feast. Did you bring a spirit ready at the church of Laodicea to give God an amen that he included you? Did you bring? Or did you come empty? Did you bring a spirit that is ready to say, I I know you've been keeping me. I've been doing things against my own self and against you, but I know you've been keeping me. You didn't cast me off. Is there a spirit that can thank God that he stayed up on the cross and didn't come down? Is there a spirit in the house that is thankful that God included them? Is there a soul that is burning in their hearts that when they look at all of the people walking the face of the earth, that God came by their coast and said, will you walk with me? Will you tarry with me? Will you stay with me? Though the road is going to be rough, are you going to let me have your soul while you tabernacle in flesh and blood? Is there a soul with a spirit that will say, thank you, Lord? I come full because my mind went back to a moment where the man of God saved a woman of my house, and I'll never forget it as long as I live. But what it did, it confirmed that he heard God. It confirmed to me that God was with him. And he had a rough time of 30 years. But I thank God I'm here. And I can defend that he has the gospel. I can confirm that he was sent by God, because God sent me on the same order, just a different body. But I tell you, it's the same gospel. Can you now confirm that you heard it? Can you confirm that the gospel kept you? Is there a spirit that said, I was once dead, but now I'm alive forevermore? Is there a soul then to rejoice that their spirit is now alive? Is there a spirit that can talk to God and tell God Almighty, open up the windows of heaven because I'm coming home? Is there a soul that's going to rejoice at the news that God chose you before the foundation of the world? Is there somebody to rejoice with me for the marvelous work that God has done to the sons of men? I'm thankful what God has sent me, because they said, oh, thou man of God, I was looking in the book, and I found a place in the book where the Lord told me a parable, the meaning of it, before he even told me the parable. He said, I looked and I saw that he said, this parable is on this end. Men should always pray. She picked up something I've been doing. Since the Lord spoke to me, I've been praying for things to be faithful. I've been praying for things to hold on. Just let me go out and get victory. I'll come home with the victory, and your joy is going to be full. Somebody then told me, oh, thou man of God, be of a good courage, because when God gets finished, you won't be displeased with him. They kept telling me, if you get in the ring and you, hallelujah to God, you see two, hit the one in the middle, but just keep on fighting the good fight of faith. So she went in the book and she pulled from the book. Men should always pray and they should never faint. And she found where the Holy Ghost began to teach the apostles of old about the journey that I had to take. He put it in the mind of a woman going to an unjust judge that did not regard God and didn't care about what a man said. But I thank God because the judge I had that did not regard God threw out what God said. God said it was going to be Nehemiah. This judge had no regard for God. Then Nehemiah stood up and the judge ain't got no regard for him either. But let me tell you, God said the continual coming. He put it as prayer going up. It's just keep going and keep on going and keep on going and keep on going. Hallelujah, God, no matter what they say, you are a witness that I kept on going. How many doors got shut, but I kept on going. God did something, and he let it sit for years, and he let it sit for years, but he knew he had a time appointed just for me. When he had finished with Rafa, he had finished with everything else, he resurrected what he had for me to do. And I kept on going. At every turn, I kept on going. Till I got to one that said, this man's going to weary us. We might as well do what he said. Hallelujah to God. He said, let me see what your bylaws say. Let me see what your church believes. I had finally a judge that can look at what I believe. I had a judge that can finally, hallelujah to God, because someone stood up in the congregation of the Holy and say, one more judge. And God gave us one that could hear what I believe and what the foundation I have stood on all these years. And when he heard, hallelujah to God, that the other side went contrary, he declared, I was right. Because God, hallelujah God, while I'm getting dressed on the church radio station, they start singing a song that the man of God sung. He was singing one day in July. The song played all the way through. Another thing song came on. The next thing I knew, God put it on again. I began to dance in my soul. I say, I hear at the mouth of two or three witnesses. But I believed you when you said it the first time. And I looked at the judge's signature, July 25th. I said, hallelujah to God. God picked the day in July before July got out. And I have had the victory ever since. From my last time I was here with you, God sent a spirit here to tell me, move, move. Don't care about nothing. Move, move. I tell you, when I got the other witness to tell me the same thing, I know it was God because God sent me someone to tell me. I heard your cry, move. I heard your cry, move. I'm giving you the victory, move. So what did you bring? Because I have won a good warfare. I stood and my faith have held. What did you bring? Because you are going to accomplish the thing that God said you were going to do, that he put in the book, that he taught his apostles. Will he now find faith on the earth? Somebody's going to say, yes, Lord. Somebody's going to believe. Wherefore, the young brother said, now let's not let anything slip. Have not he shown us by miracles and by divers things that he's done that God is with him? We got victory. I don't care what nobody say. We got victory. And I'm going to hold to it. And I'm going to walk in Jerusalem just like John. Because John saw us. But I'm asking you today, can you confirm in your own heart by the spirit that God gave you that God is real in your soul? And let your soul rejoice that God had mercy on you. Was his blood sufficient? Is now his grace sufficient from all your ills?
Thank God.
You got the answer. Your spirit got to give an account to God for all of the deeds that you did in this body.
Amen.
This flesh is going to go back to the dust. But what is you going to do when you wake? So today I'm telling you, I stood in the gap for you to make sure you stayed in the light. I kept the hedge about you. So I thank God that somebody did it for me. When I saw what he did for my kinswoman, I thank him while he's yet sleeping. I just picked up and stood where he stood and making sure everything that is of God comes out of darkness to the other side and come to the right side and stay there until he make your enemy your footstool. Stay with the hedge about you. Don't try to get out of it, because there's nothing beyond that but death. Did you bring a spirit to praise him for the things which he has already done? How many times did the Lord visit you and remove issues that you could not? How many times was your body sick and the Lord touched it and healed it? How many times did you want to give up and throw in the towel, but strength came from somewhere? Is there a spirit that can praise God and a soul rejoice that the Lord kept you, that the Lord delivered, that the Lord redeemed, that the Lord sanctified? You must answer. You must answer. To this end, then, was I born, and to this end came I into the world. I left what I wanted to do to be here for you. And I long now to, because I know what God has on the other shore. I long to be there now, but for your sake, I'll stay here with you. Because when you need something, the word of the Lord is going to be there. Something that the man of God has preached is going to be there to help you. So I ask you, when they told you at the door, welcome to the kingdom of God, what did you walk in with? Did you come in to testify that the Lord has been good? You said you are a witness. What have you seen? What have you heard? What have you seen these years? I am 4 years away from Bishop Shelton's entire 30-year ministry. 4 years away in my ministry. 26 years I have warred a warfare. And I thank God that he gave me victory. And I tell you, if you continue, it's going to be victorious for you. The thing is, you cannot give up. Giving up is not an option. Thank God that you have that spirit to say, I cannot give up. So you need to tell your soul, soul, wake up. Prepare for the Lord. Is your lamp trimmed? You have enough oil? I'm not going to have time to give you any of mine. When he start coming, and when you see him coming, I'm going out to meet him. Not just me. Did you bring thanksgiving with you? Did you bring praise and worship in your soul for God that had mercy on your soul? You got the answer. Did John see you when he said, I saw a number? He said, who are these arrayed in white robes? Was he looking at you?
Thank God.
Yes,
so what did God come and give you? He said, before you ever done good or evil, I already had you. I had already redeemed you. I've already sanctified you. I've already set you free. All I ask you to do is obey my word. He said, repent. You say, Lord. He said, be baptized. He said, now receive the gift of the Spirit. You've done all these things. That he has to reward you for your obedience. He said, then contend steadfastly. Are you still? Are you still believing? Is your faith still holding? Are you still believing in the Lord? Are you trusting in God today? You got to answer. I can't answer for you. I ask you to bring a spirit that's going to talk to me and let me know, because John heard us like thunder. Hallelujah to God. Somebody. Are you believing? Did God step in for you at a time you needed him the most? Did he deliver you?
Yes.
You set free?
Yes. Free indeed. That's right.
He said, who I set free?
Free indeed.
Are you free?
Yes.
Are you still believing?
Yes.
Faith is the substance of things I'm hoping for. It's what I believe. I know God is able. I believe he's able.
Yes.
What do you believe?
I believe he's able.
This is what I thank God for. I thank him that he prayed at my feet. Oh, now he prayed. He prayed for my faith. He prayed that my faith don't fail. And I tell you, if I got nothing, I got faith. I believe God can do anything. Are you still believing? Are you still trusting?
Trusting in the Lord.
Still believing.
If you still believe, that means you've been believing before. Are you still?
Still
believing. Because how many things have come that can make you stop? How many things have attacked your homes? The ones you love.
Yes, amen.
The things you're trying to accomplish. How many times have things come to make your mind want to just twist it and just throw up and say, give up? But God stepped in. They say, keep believing. There is no other God beside me. Keep on believing. And your strength, he confirmed your feeble knees. And he strengthened them. And you came on to Zion sick. But they were healed as they went. And somebody kept on going because they heard then a testimony of somebody said that pushed me in a corner. I thank God. But God knew where they put me. It didn't matter about the physician. But God came where I was laying on a gurney. They had pushed me aside. But God changed something in my body and made it wreck from a woman's car. Somebody came and got straight when someone told them that I was cutting with a saw, and the saw cut my leg to the bone. They told me I would never walk again. But look at me now. I'm still believing. Are you still? John heard us. Hallelujah, God. Say hallelujah to the Lamb of God that took away all my... Look what he took just from me. I was born like this, shapen by iniquity, she said. My mother conceived me that way, she said. But look what God has done. He took off the filthy garment. He took it off. He took it off. Are you believing? Are you not going to trust God from this point on? Are you going to believe God is able? Don't matter what the enemy says to you. He came up here with us. But that's all right. He can't stay. You're going to be able to stay. Because there's going to be a separation made. God's going to quiet his voice. He's going to remove him far from you. And you're going to worship God throughout eternity. So don't let him have any space right now. Just say, I'm going to trust in the Lord. I'm going to trust in the Lord. Are you still? Did you bring a soul that knows God is real? Are you going to be still? Believing when tomorrow comes and you got to say, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Hallelujah to God. You got to cry out to God when you can't see how this door is going to open for you. Because you were crucified for the name of God's sake. They looked at God Almighty and they had disdain for him. But that's all right. If I am the bride of Christ, you can ridicule me all you want. But that's all right. I'm not going to be ashamed of the God that I serve. You might not give me this job, but I got a job in glory. I got a job to clap my hands and worship God. I got a job to keep believing that my God is able. And no matter what anybody says, God has already spoken concerning my soul. He confirmed I'm a child of the resurrection to life everlasting. He confirmed I am a son of the living God. It does not yet appear what I shall be. But this I know, it's been confirmed by the word. I'm going to be. Hallelujah. I'm going to be. Are you still? You got to confirm some stuff to yourself. And to confirm it, you're going to need the word of God. The Lord confirmed to the devil. He said, turn these stones into bread. The Lord confirmed. He said, man. What did he call? He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. I believe the young brothers when they say we've been redeemed. I believe the young brothers when they say we were sanctified. I believe the young brothers when they say we were pardoned. So no matter what I do, God has what did you bring today? Are you believing in the word? I'm trusting. Let me tell you, when she went to the book, she found my life sitting there. And everybody has to say, because she said, I saw it, but how could I know what it meant until the preacher opened his mouth and began to tell me from heaven, you opened up what I was going to do with the young man. I was going to have him continue to go and continue to go and continue to go and continue to go. And he kept going and he kept going and he kept going. And they thought I was down, but I came up over somewhere. I went down on the left, but I came up on the right. I went down to the south, but I showed up in the north. My God, I thank God that they don't know from whence I'm coming, because God fills the heavens and he fills the earth. I might walk in on a cloud and every eye is going to see him, because I'm doing my Father's work. My Father said what I was going to do, and he taught the apostles on a woman saying, going to an unjust judge. Can he find faith?
Man, yes, you can. Yes,
you can. Can he find faith?
Yes, yes. Spiegel.
Can God find faith?
Yes. Yes.
Where's he going to find it?
Right here. Right here.
Somebody believe it. Hallelujah to God. God said, I never left myself. Somebody got to know him. Somebody got to know him. Why? Because I tried him for myself. Somebody got to say, God has been with me even though I might have forsaken God. You got somebody testifying to you that God cleaned up my folly ground. God filled it. Hallelujah, God. Filled me back with himself, and I've been running ever since. I'm looking for Tuesday because it's time to go to worship. I'm looking for Thursday because it's time to go to worship. I'm waiting for Sunday because it's time to go to worship. I look out and I hear my sister testifying, and I say, I thank God that she followed me. I broke up her folly ground, and when she came back, she broke up mine. And I thank God, look, today we are glorifying God. Are you believing? What did he do? You were in death like sleep. And you woke up.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Who woke you?
Thank you, Lord.
What's his name?
Jesus.
Oh. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lordy. Hallelujah to God. All this got preached to you.
Thank you, Lord.
When he finished what he had to say, closed the book, gave it back to wherever he borrowed it from, because he was the Word. Start talking to them. Hold on. A change is going to come. The change has come. They don't see me coming. But I'm going to show them by putting down a stone here and a stone there and a stone there and leave a hammer at every stone to break rock into pieces, because I see the victory now and I'm moving on because the Holy Ghost said go. I'm going. I believe God's going to give me the victory because I believe it.
Thank God.
God wouldn't let one judge speak against. When he said, I'm going to give you the victory,
yes.
None of them have been able to speak against it.
Amen.
So what did you bring today?
Yes.
I told you,
yes.
God's was going to save you.
Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Is your faith going to hold?
Yes.
He gave you a parable.
Yes.
That some build their houses on sand,
yes.
And some build it on rocks.
Yes.
And the rocks, the wind and the world are all going to vehemently beat against it.
Amen, that's right.
Are you going to hold?
Amen.
Yes,
sir.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Solid rock.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Good soul. Yes,
amen.
Good soul. Yes,
sir. Good soul. Yeah. The young men you saw, somebody got them on the straight and narrow.
Amen. Praise God.
There's a spirit that's keeping them on the straight and narrow.
Yeah, that's right.
When the young man said, who am I going to sign each one of these two? He was very firm. I'm giving this to this one. I'm giving this one to that one. I'm giving this word to the other one. I'm giving this one. Then he kept confirmed. And he got his brothers together. He always said, Uncle Bishop, how can I help you? Don't you think he helped me in a good way today? Somebody got him on the straight and narrow. What are you going to believe? What are you going to go away with? What are you going to leave rejoicing on? You rush to get to a plane. To do what? I'm going to serve God. I'm going with other worshipers. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. I never heard of a fare that low. They got one lower than mine, so I got to pray. See if I can get one for 47. They got 48, 28. I'm going for 27. I believe the Lord can do it for them.
That's right, he can. We wish
you. I'm like Elder Washington. I'm driving. I heard the man of God say he told the Lord to stop the rain, and the rain stopped. He tried and it happened for him. So we getting ready to move some mountains. It's your faith of the strength. It don't have to be much, just strong. You can have a little bit just to make it strong. If you haven't even planted your seed yet and haven't budded yet, but if you got the seed, that's strong enough. But I'm hoping you plant it sometime in truth, and let it bring forth a tree so the birds can come in, and you can hide under the shadow of the almighty wings. Are you going to praise God for these metaphors? Are you going to praise him for these parables that he taught us, that I'll never leave you, neither will I forsake you? Are you going to be praising and worshiping God for when you're reading the book and you hear something that talks to your soul, you'll say, you'll say, amen. You'll say,
amen.
Come on, church at Laodicea.
Amen.
Hallelujah to God. Amen.
Praise God.
Yes, Lord. All things are possible.
Every bit of it.
That's right.
I believe it.
Amen.
How do you all think we got what to do to be saved? Hallelujah to God. God had a man.
That's right.
I call him Nicky. Nicky was walking down with, trying to hide. Come on, come to Jesus at night, Nicodemus.
Yes,
and Nicky said, hey, how can a man be born, all this crap you're talking about being born again? How can a man be born again? And God had it written.
Man.
He made him ask the question.
That's right.
So that the Holy Ghost could establish.
That's right.
So he said, man, you got to be born again of the water and of the Spirit.
Amen.
It got written because Nicky asked the question.
Yes, right.
So when the Spirit cry out, all things are possible, it gives the Holy Ghost time to say something.
Amen.
Everything is possible with God.
Because
you're saying that to strengthen somebody else.
Yes.
You don't know why you're saying it. But somebody wondering, is it possible that God can do all that he's talking about?
Amen.
It's, is somebody going to say all things are possible?
All things are possible.
Did you bring a spirit to talk back today? Is it possible? Because Omega and them are down there saying it's possible with them. But we're going to show them God was with us. We're going to show them God was with us. A remnant shall be saved. So is it possible that Bishop has did all this time? Yes! I need the church at Laodicea.
Amen.
That's marvelous.
Amen.
You got to hold on now.
Amen.
Every time you come to worship and you go back, the trial is going to meet you on the other side of the door.
Amen.
Don't bring them in here.
Amen.
Leave them on the other side of the threshold. Because when you come in, you can't care about all the cares that you got on this life. He said, cast them on him. So give them to him and come and say, I'm here to worship you and thank you that you kept me, and I still have the breath of life that I can say, I thank you, Lord. You might be burdened down with all the cares of life, but I got a soul that said it's possible that the Lord would not let these cares choke out all the good God has done for me. It's possible. Because somebody will give me a set of keys. Say, these are not the keys I gave you. These are not my keys. They say, those are your keys. Say, these are not my keys. I don't have a clicker to open my door on my keys. They say, yes, they are your keys. Say, no, they are not. Didn't I tell you? I don't have no key to unlock no doors on my car. They say, come to the window. Hallelujah to God. Let's open the window and God will pour out a blessing that you don't have room to receive. Say, push the button. And they'll push the button and the car light will blink, blink. Blink, blink. They say, that's not my car. Say, yes, it is. Say, that's not my car. Say, yes, it is. Say, oh, I thank God.
Good.
See, somebody brought a spirit. Oh, come to me. He's so good. Earlier in the day, somebody was picking at us. Saying, oh, I guess that God you serve, you need a better car than you got. That day, same day, God had already worked it out. Said, I put down old blue and I picked up new blue. Hallelujah to God. God is able. So they drive by and I say, what happened? to that old raggedy car that that lady sit on her porch and read her Bible. But she said, I waited on the Lord. The Lord. The Lord did this for me because I didn't have no way to do it. So who am I going to praise for it? Who am I going to worship for it? Who am I going to give the glory for it? Who am I going to thank for it? I got to thank God for it. So when the looker on us come by, they say, this yours? Said, the Lord has been good to me. And let them go on. The other lady, she said, you need to go and mind your own business. Say, come on, get in my business. Because my business is God's business. And God's business is my business. So you can get in this if you want. If you want to be blessed of the Lord like me, you come on, get in my business. My business is God's business. And God's business is mine. Did you bring that soul that's rejoicing with a spirit to say, I thank you, Lord. God is truly. Yes. Yes. Yes, are you going to keep on believing?
Yes.
When you see what he does for others,
yes,
believe that he can do it.
Yes.
You can take this book and read every word in it. But if you don't put faith with it,
yes,
it ain't going to mean a thing. It'll make you sit home and say, I'm sick. I don't feel like it. But the Lord said, drag that old body and bring it to the worship house. And you're going to meet some other saints that are dragging just like you. And when you get there, they're going to say, peace be unto you. It's going to get rid of all your issues. It's going to calm the sea. The sea, the waters was raging. The only reason why the water stopped raging was peace set on them. Peace said, sit down, calm down, calm down. Peace got on that wave and set it down. Peace set so hard on all them waves, they got still. Now, you can put peace on. Give peace to somebody else. Instead of giving them rage, give them
peace. Amen. That's right.
They come bothering Jesus. She said, where is your faith? Oh, talk to him if you know a little.
I got peace.
He gave it to you.
Thank you,
Lord.
Then he untangled you?
Yes.
He untangled you?
Yes.
Something you did.
Yes.
Something you did.
Yes.
Trying to be nice to somebody and help somebody and thought they'd be a help to you.
Yes.
But no!
Hallelujah.
Now they're going to take your stuff. But the Lord say, not so.
Not so.
I want this house to be a house of prayer.
Yes.
I want this house to be a house of joy. I want this house to be a house of peace. So God put his name on it. So you got somebody to tell you, my house has the name of God on it. I can walk in when I open my door. I ain't got nobody to bother me. It's mine that God has provided for me. She got somebody to understand her. You can understand her. Yes, I know you can. Because I gave up everything. The Lord has to provide. And the Lord provides. Y'all can talk to one another, I know. But not now while I'm preaching. I'm not one of them preachers. Say, tell your neighbor. Don't talk to your neighbor. Talk to me. When Lot was ready or not ready, he didn't talk to the people. He was talking to the angel. The angel said, Lot, it's time now. So he grabbed him by the hand. Lot, let's go now. Ain't time to talk to no neighbor. These old false prophets talking about, say neighbor, neighbor. That's rude. The Lord is talking. You want to talk to your neighbor? You better talk to the Lord. Later for your neighbor. If your neighbor don't get it, you get it. Save yourself. This is a wicked generation. But did you bring a spirit that now I can encourage that soul to say, go on now and sin no more? Did you stay in God's company long enough for him to say, go now and sin no more? think you stay long enough. So the Lord said, I find. No. Did you stay in his company long enough when others have gone astray? Did you stay when he said it's a shame most of you are going to go to hell? Did you stay steadfast until the end? Did you stay steadfast until the end? Did you stay with God until he said, I find, go now? Are you going to praise God?
Thank you for tuning in to the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith radio broadcast. Join us where everyone will be uplifted, young and old. For more information, visit us online at theapostolicfaith.org.